In the previous activities, you explored semantic tags such as header, nav, main, section, article, aside, and footer, and you learned how area landmarks help assistive technologies navigate a page. Now it is time to go deeper into one of the most fundamental elements of HTML structure, the title hierarchy, from H1 to H6. These six heading levels are not just visual formatting tools, they are the backbone of a document's semantic outline, and they play a critical role in accessibility, search engine optimization, and overall code quality. What are heading tags and why do they matter? HTML provides six levels of heading elements: H1, H2, H3, H4, H5, and H6. The number after the letter H represents the level of importance, with H1 being the most important and H6 being the least important. Think of them as the chapter and subchapter titles in a well-organized book. The H1 is the book title, the H2 elements are the main chapters, the H3 elements are the subsections within chapters, and so on. These tags serve three major purposes simultaneously. They give structure and meaning to your HTML document for browsers and search engines. They allow screen readers and other assistive technologies to help users navigate a page efficiently. They provide visual hierarchy to sighted users when styled with CSS. It is essential to understand that heading tags are semantic markers, not styling tools. If you want large bold text for visual reasons only, you should use CSS on a paragraph or span element, not a heading tag. Using heading tags purely for their default visual appearance is a common and serious mistake that breaks both semantics and accessibility. The correct hierarchy, using H1 through H6 in order. The cardinal rule of heading hierarchy is that you must never skip levels going downward. If you open a section with an H2, the next level of detail must use an H3, not an H4 or H5. Going back up in levels is allowed. For example, after a series of H3 elements inside a section, you can start a new section with a new H2. Here is a concrete example of a correct heading structure for a blog article about web development. H1, Introduction to Web Development. H2, Front-End Technologies. H3, HTML and Structure. H3, CSS and Styling. H3, JavaScript and Interactivity. H2, Back-End Technologies. H3, Node.js and Server Logic. H3, Databases. H4, Relational Databases. H4, NoSQL Databases. H2, Deployment and DevOps. H3, Continuous Integration and Continuous Delivery. H3, Git and Version Control. In this example, the structure is clean, logical, and respects the descending order without skipping any level. A screen reader user can listen to this outline and immediately understand the entire document structure before reading a single paragraph. Here is an example of an incorrect heading structure. H1, Introduction to Web Development. H3, Front-End Technologies wrong. H2 was skipped. H5, HTML and Structure wrong. H4 was skipped. This kind of structure is confusing for both assistive technologies and search engines. It suggests a broken document outline and makes navigation unpredictable. The H1, one per page, and it must be unique. The H1 element deserves special attention. In standard HTML practice, each page should have exactly one H1 element, and it must clearly describe the main topic or purpose of that page. It is the most important heading and should be placed early in the page content, typically inside the main tag. For example, on a home page, the H1 might be, "Build Modern Web Applications with Our Full Stack Course." On a blog article page, the H1 should match or closely reflect the article title, "Understanding CSS Flexbox in 10 minutes." On a contact page, the H1 should be, "Contact us." Having multiple H1 elements on a single page was sometimes allowed under certain HTML5 interpretations related to the now-abandoned document outline algorithm, but this approach was never properly supported by browsers or assistive technologies. Current best practice and accessibility guidelines strongly recommend using only one H1 per page. Heading tags and accessibility in practice. Screen readers, software used by people with visual impairments, rely heavily on heading structure to allow users to navigate efficiently through a web page. Most screen readers offer a shortcut that lists all headings on the page, allowing the user to jump directly to the section they want. This is exactly like a table of contents in a book. If your heading structure is broken, missing levels, multiple H1 elements, or headings used for visual styling purposes only, screen reader users lose this navigation capability. They are forced to listen to the entire page content from top to bottom, which is slow and frustrating. Consider a person using a screen reader to find specific information in a long technical article. If the article has a proper H2 for installation, a proper H2 for configuration, and a proper H2 for troubleshooting, the user can jump directly to troubleshooting in seconds. Without proper headings, they must listen to everything before reaching that section. The Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, published by the World Wide Web Consortium and known as WCAG, specifically address heading usage. At Conformance Level AA, which is the standard target for most professional websites, the guidelines require that headings and labels describe the topic or purpose of the content they introduce. Success Criterion 1.3.1 also requires that information and structure conveyed visually be available in a way that can be determined programmatically, which means through proper semantic markup including heading tags. Common mistakes to avoid. Here are the most frequent mistakes developers make with heading tags, along with explanations of why they are problematic. Using heading tags for visual styling only, for example, using an H3 to make some text bold and slightly larger inside a footer, even though that text has no structural importance. This pollutes the document outline and misleads assistive technologies. Skipping heading levels, going from H2 directly to H4 creates gaps in the document structure. Screen readers and automated accessibility testing tools will flag this as an error. Using multiple H1 elements, having two or more H1 elements on a single page confuses both search engines and assistive technologies about what the main topic of the page is. Placing the H1 too late in the document, the main heading should appear early in the main content area, not buried after dozens of lines of navigation or decorative content. Nesting headings incorrectly relative to semantic section tags, for example, placing an H2 inside an article tag when that article's content should begin with its own H2 under the page's overall H1 is fine, but placing an H3 as the first heading of a new major section when an H2 was expected breaks the logical flow. Headings and search engine optimization. Beyond accessibility, heading tags also communicate structure and relevance to search engine crawlers. Search engines use heading tags to understand what a page is about and to index its content more accurately. The H1 carries the most weight in terms of signaling the primary topic of the page. The H2 and H3 elements help signal the secondary topics and subtopics covered. This does not mean stuffing keywords into every heading tag. That approach is counterproductive and penalized by modern search engines. Instead, headings should be descriptive and meaningful, accurately reflecting the content that follows them. A well-structured heading outline benefits both human users and automated systems equally. Practical integration with semantic section tags. You already know semantic section tags: header, nav, main, section, article, aside, and footer. Heading tags work in close coordination with these elements. Here are some practical guidelines for combining them correctly. The main H1 of the page should live inside the main element, not inside the header element. The header element typically contains the site logo, site name, and primary navigation, not the page-level main heading. Each section or article element should typically start with a heading that describes its content. If a section has no heading, consider whether it truly needs to be a section element or whether a div would be more appropriate. The nav element does not require a heading, but if it has one, an H2 or an area label is the recommended approach depending on the context. Inside an article element, the first heading is usually an H2. If the article lives within the main content area, subordinate to the page's H1. If articles are nested, the inner article's heading would be an H3. For example, a blog page listing several article previews might be structured like this: H1, our latest articles inside main. Article. H2, understanding REST API's first article. P, short description. Article. H2, getting started with Node.js second article. P, short description. This structure is clean, logical, and fully accessible. Summary of key rules. To consolidate everything covered in this lesson, here are the key rules to remember and apply. Use only one H1 per page, and place it inside the main content area. Never skip heading levels when going deeper into a hierarchy. Do not go from H2 to H4. Use heading tags for semantic structure, never for visual styling alone. Each section or article element should typically begin with an appropriate heading. Maintain a logical document outline that a screen reader user could navigate like a table of contents. Headings must describe the content that follows them. They must be meaningful and accurate. Respect WCAG guidelines regarding headings to ensure your pages are accessible to all users, including those relying on assistive technologies. Mastering heading hierarchy is not a minor detail. It is a foundational skill for any professional web developer. Whether you are building a simple blog or a complex full-stack web application with dynamic content, proper heading structure makes your pages more usable, more accessible, and more professional. As you progress toward building complete applications with Node.js, databases, and deployment pipelines, the front-end foundation you build now, including proper semantic HTML and heading structure, will determine the quality and maintainability of everything you create.